Hello friends, welcome to the SOS Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. Thanks for joining me. The other day, I got a massage. Now, what is a massage supposed to be? I think for most people, you think about a massage as soothing and relaxing. I've had conversations with people about how they typically will fall asleep during a massage. Me, personally, getting a massage is like getting a haircut. Sitting there or lying there in silence is kind of strange and uncomfortable. Even if I know the massage therapist really well, I always feel like I have to chat, so I could never fall asleep during a massage. Now, during this last massage I got, I definitely could not fall asleep. I don't remember having a massage therapist elicit so much pain and discomfort from me during a session. This was borderline, knee-jerk reactions kind of thing. Wincing, my face was all scrunched up. Not the kind of massage I normally get, but you know what? It was necessary. The first time she got in there to really get a knot out of a muscle, the first thing I thought was, wow, this really hurts. It's not a deep tissue massage. I don't know what that's like. Heaven forbid, never getting one of those. And I asked, is there that much of an issue with my muscles? She said, yeah, you're really tight, really tense. We really got to release this. So early on, I recognized that she really knew what she was doing. And perhaps, maybe, my other massages that I'd gotten in the past were not really all they should have been. Because no one's ever really made me feel like that during the process. Now, after the process, well, barring the fact that I was limping a little that evening, the next day, I felt amazing. Everything was loose, everything was released. It was great. But going back to the moment when all this was happening, that hour of, I'm gonna call it torture, because that is what it felt like a lot of the time. Torture that, if I didn't know better, I might have said, why don't we stop? This hurts too much. I don't like this. I'd rather walk around with muscles that are a little tense, a little tight, not exactly healthy. Yeah, I could have walked out of there and said, not for me. But I trusted that she knew what she was doing, that she knew how to do this correctly. It didn't take long during this process for me to realize, okay, that hurt for a couple moments, but then it felt better afterward. Or the range of motion in that arm wasn't that broad before, and now I can move it farther. So there were little things that were happening during that massage that made me recognize that this was actually a really good thing for me. Now, what really made me recognize this was a good thing for me was the next day. The next day, I felt amazing. I hadn't realized all the little muscular issues I was dealing with, the tightness, the knots, the soreness. That kind of stuff is almost like an everyday thing for me. Just changes, the spot changes where it happens. But I'm not used to just being all loose and carefree and all that. So I knew the next day that she had like the magic touch, right? This was a good thing. And it made me think about spiritually. We've got, we'll call them spiritual muscles, that get all knotted up and tightened up. Sometimes they're muscles we don't exercise as much as we should, and they're actually just getting atrophied. We think of muscles that don't get used as becoming flabby and jelly-like and soft, but actually a muscle that doesn't get used starts to tighten up, and it atrophies, gets to the point where you can't even move it. It's not soft and jelly-like, it's stiff and almost bone-like. Spiritually, we gotta keep our muscles going, and when we keep those muscles going, when we're exercising them, we're gonna have tightness, right? We're gonna get knots in those muscles. We have to make sure to take care of them correctly. God will come in there. He'll come in there for a spiritual massage. If we don't let him do what he needs to do, it's not gonna have the effect it should have. These other massages that I had, I feel like maybe those therapists weren't finding all the issues they should have found. Or maybe when they found them, they were just kind of, for lack of a better word, massaging them away, but not really getting in there at the root and fixing the problem in the muscle. So it felt good, felt nice and relaxing, but it didn't really solve the problem. See, we can take a step back and let God do only so much. We can say no. We can refuse change in certain areas. We can refuse growth and development in other areas. And that's like the soft massage that's relaxing and makes you fall asleep, but doesn't really accomplish much. On the other hand, we can let God really get in there. We can get deep tissue spiritual massages from Him, where He hits those sore spots, the sore spots we keep ignoring that we don't want to touch because we know it's too painful to deal with them, places where we need healing, but we say, I don't even know where to start. I don't know what it's going to feel like, but it's probably going to be long. It's probably going to be painful. And I just don't want to deal with that right now. There's a lot going on inside each one of us. We exercise our spiritual muscles. We don't always work them out correctly. We don't always develop them correctly. We don't always use them correctly. We also don't always let them heal correctly or let them rest correctly. Where do we find our rest? Are we finding our rest in the things of the world? Are we finding our rest in meditation with no spiritual component to it? Or are we finding our rest in the Lord? We are called to be soldiers of God, so spiritually, our fitness must be up there with professional athletes or soldiers who are on the battlefield nonstop day and night, who are trained to go days and days and days. Well, in order to get there, you have to go through pain. In order to get there, you have to be broken down into nothing but a shell and then built back up into what is necessary to get the job done. We've talked about before this kind of spiritual boot camp you have to go through to become one in the army of God. And we've got to let Him do that. We've got to let God mold and change us, but we have to be willing. We have to be open. We have to say yes. He doesn't force that. We have to sign up for that. It's the same thing here. This idea of God spiritually taking care of those muscles of ours. We need to let Him get in there. We need to let Him get His knuckle in that knot. Oh man, it's going to hurt for a couple seconds. It's going to be excruciating. And then before you know it, you feel this release where the muscle just relaxes and lets go. Blood flow starts again, and it is the most calming, peaceful, soothing, relieving sensation you're ever going to have. We need to let God treat and prepare our spiritual muscles for whatever's going to come up again today, tomorrow, the next day. I'm not going to get a massage from this therapist once and think I'm good for the rest of my life. I could be alive another 40, 50, 60 years. This is something that you have to do regularly. As you use your physical muscles regularly and you strain them and you work out and you run and you swim or whatever you do, those muscles start to get tight, those muscles get knots. You've got to, on a regular basis, go back, get them treated, get them released and soothed. It's the same thing spiritually. This is not a once and done thing. There's spiritual therapy the Lord wants to perform on us. We've got to be available and willing for Him to do that. Otherwise, when it comes time for the fight, we won't be prepared. We won't be able. If you let your spiritual muscles atrophy, if you don't exercise them and then treat them, you'll lose the ability to use them. And that is certainly not where we want to be. When those spiritual muscles need to be healed, He's there. When it comes time to activate them, to use them in battle, He's there. All the times in between, He's there. God's watching over all of this. If we want to be His soldiers, we want to be part of His army, we want to go out there and do His work and defeat the enemy, we have to be fit for duty. We have to be spiritually fit. So let's let Him do the work He needs to do in us to get us to that place. Father God, we thank You that You trust us to do Your work. We know, God, the reason You trust us to do Your work is because You're there, actually completing it through us. Father, make us willing and happy, excited vessels not those who are resigned to the fact that you must use us, but those who actually want to be used by you. Give us the same joy, the same desire you have to see this work done. Father, make us soft and malleable, willing that we would lie there on that table. Let you get all those spiritual knots out. Let you do the work you need to do, no matter how painful and uncomfortable it might be, because we know that once you do that work, once you give us that spiritual therapy, God, that we'll be fitter, we'll be more prepared, we'll be better off. And tomorrow, we're going to feel amazing, and we're going to do amazing for you, God. Father, we love you, and we can't wait to see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless.
Soul.